Phil out there owning that face. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Dude, I just got fucking 4 kills in a row.
And we are live.
Oh, shit. I did it.
I got him.
Jerking myself off, going, oh.
Got him.
So many kills on that stream.
So many kills.
Kills for days.
The kills and it thrills and the chills. Whoa!
Boom, and we got chat already. Smashing the like button. Going to share this bitch. Boom, boom.
In the Memorial Dizzy mashup. You go ahead and adjust that. I bet people are really loving the echo coming off your phone, too.
Fucking Echo City up in this bitch.
Oh, they're going to get it for me now, too, because I want to share it.
A fucking super special Memorial Day sesh, dude. That's how we roll.
What it is, boys. Bam, yeah. Bam.
Got the Dizzy off from work. You already fucking know what it is. Dude, I got that iPhone screen. I'm not sure if it comes with a toolkit.
Just let me know when it gets here, and I'll help you put it in.
It does have the digitizer.
That is key.
Comes with the whole fucking thing. It looks like the screen's all in the top of the phone.
Yeah.
I almost fucked up and got her the silver version.
That so part doesn't matter.
It would have been like half silver, half black, right?
It don't matter. Is it home button phone?
Yes.
That's the difference. Like if you order the white screen, the strip is white.
Oh.
I think. I don't even remember, honestly.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes fucking sense.
I'm going to put this right on my personal Strizam.
Dude, I'm going to too, but at first I got to go to...
Bam.
Groups on Facebook, man.
The group.
Alright, we're going to go to the group, and we're going to do some talking too, okay?
I'm going to go to the page. I'm going to share it, though.
It's a Mario.
It's a pizza pie.
Oh, man.
So, I am sunburnt as a fuck, son.
Look at your hand. Your whole arm.
Oh, yeah, dude. Look at that. There, I still got those sweet tan lines going on.
The camera makes it look a little more redder than it is. It is definitely painful.
The arms aren't so bad.
It makes me glad I didn't do shit this weekend.
The fucking shins down by the cankle.
I wanted to hike Elmore. This weekend, but it's closed, so we can't.
Oh, you can.
Well, we probably could have went, but knowing my luck, there'd be like a game warden there who's like, you know, parks are closed, you're not supposed to be on here.
Yeah, fuck him.
And I'm like, dude, what? That type of shit. I just don't want to fuck with that because that's how my luck rolls, dude. And I could be like, you know, this is my right to climb on this trail. I pay taxes, but then they'd be all. Oh, really, Mr. Brown? Because that's just how my luck is.
Yeah, true enough.
I get fucked, man.
He gets fucked.
I do. I get so fucked right in the ass.
Right in the ass.
It's not pretty. It's rugged, dude. They, like, dip it in sand and don't fuck with lube or nothing. They don't even spit for courtesy.
Sons of bitches.
Dude, they could at least give a courtesy spit, you know?
A little bit of a loogie would be decent.
I wouldn't complain. I wouldn't complain. So me and Jonesy been fucking playing some Call of Duty lately.
Going hard in the paint.
Yeah, hard in the paint. And we've been doing a couple streams here and there here on the channel. What I'm going to do is I'm going to be changing the VT Vape Guy Twitch channel to Talk and Toke. And we're going to have some gaming content over on Twitch as well. So,
whoa.
I don't know if I'm going to stream it there and then upload the replay here because you have to stream. You can't, like, upload shit now there. At least I can't. Maybe I don't have any followers yet.
I don't know.
But I can't just, like, upload a replay on there like you can on YouTube. So
that sucks.
I may end up doing that or just doing separate, you know, like, streaming on Twitch once in a while. I'm not going to schedule it or anything like that because I don't play that shit.
Too much pressure.
Yeah, dude. I don't need to have the added pressure of a schedule.
And nobody got time for that shit?
No. And me and Jonesy were talking about what's going to happen when the newest coolest Call of Duty comes out. And even if I have to buy two copies of the motherfucking game, if it's good, we're going to fucking stream that shit.
I suppose I could probably swing it.
Well, dude, you know what I mean? Like, the way it works is, if you ain't got money, I'm sure I will. And if I don't, I'm sure you will.
Yeah, true enough.
It'll work out one way or the other.
I mean, you pretty much talked me into it. That was the first $60 video game I bought in like 20 years.
Me too. You talked me into it, man, but it was worth it.
It's a goddamn good game. That's why.
The thing I like at what they're doing now is, instead of coming out with a new game every time they have a cool idea, they just upload, do an update, which is...
And then you just go over and suck his mom's dick.
Exactly. See, that was the problem I had before, was like, you'd buy Call of Duty...
And you'd have to suck dick.
Well, you'd play it for like 2 months, and then a new one would come out, and then you'd, no one would be playing the game. Now they just update the current game, which is pretty slick.
I do like that a lot better. Yeah. I just wish that they would stop removing the shit I like the most.
Well, yeah. That would be cool. That would be cool. They did have a really cool game mode. Fucking, it was like Kill Confirmed, but you collected dog tags, and when you died, they all spilled out, and whoever got them all gets a fuckload of points.
That's still there. I came across that the first time yesterday playing in, that small one.
What?
The one that's like six people.
Oh, yeah.
They have that in there where they have
on aisle 9 or whatever.
Yeah, A and B location, and you drop the tags in your location.
Dude, what the fuck? I don't know what's happening, but all of a sudden my phone is being fucktarded.
Really?
Yeah. It's just like lagging like a bastard all of a sudden, freezing up.
Two Jews, one Nazi says they need to add duos to Warzone already.
Yeah, they do.
Dude, I've never been in Warzone. I just play Call of Duty like a man.
That's the one I was telling you about where you can jump out of the fucking... They had,
Oh, it's the trios. Fortnite style.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's kind of Fortnite-y, but you don't build shit. You go around, you collect money, you jump out of a parachute, and you get to control the chute, which is what I like the best. You could really fucking sail and walk, look at the whole map so you know where you're going.
But you only get to die once.
No, you come back.
Oh, do you?
Yes, you come back, I don't know if there's a limit, because I never died. I died like 3 times, and so maybe there's a limit.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but you can come back, and you can be healed, too. So if you are dying, your teammate can fucking heal you or whatever. It's neat. It's just enough Fortnite-ish that I almost didn't play it, but I gave it a shot because my kid fucking played it, and it weren't bad. I played it one other time when I were playing with my kid, and... the people on it work pretty good as a team, too. I didn't realize it because of how big the maps are. It's like fucking 12 of the other maps.
I got a little ante on it off the bat because this kid I know is always like, you got Call of Duty? So I got Call of Duty. I'm like, yo, add me, bro. He's like, you play Warzone? I'm like, no. And he didn't even add me.
What?
I'm like, right on, dude. I don't need your fucking faggot ass anyway. Ooh, I shouldn't say that word.
Dude, why in the fuck is my phone locking up, man? I don't understand it.
It don't like you. It don't like you. That's what I would do.
Power it down.
No, that's not how you reset your phone.
How do you reset your phone?
What is that? A 7 or an 8?
7.
Let me see it.
Oh, it's still...
When it turns back on, I'll show you how to do the reset. Now. Because sometimes it'll probably work for this situation, but you're going to run into a situ that you're going to need the hard reset.
What the fuck? I dropped it earlier, man. It wasn't pretty. It didn't break nothing. It cracked my Teflon screen or whatever. You know what? Shout outs to fucking protective screens. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
Because they've come a long way, dude. I remember when a protective screen was like a fucking piece of tape, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, it's fucking solid.
You should see the one on my iPad. I've got a crack in it, but it's even this combination of buttons. Is, I believe, all the up and down. Shut up, lady. How do I get out of there?
Dude, I could say what's my name to the phone, and it says, your name is Phil, but you like to call me Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. For
stuff. Because that's just how I roll. I thought that was cool.
Yours is this.
Now, what does this do? This just, like, restarts the phone?
This is like when you have to hold the power button on an old PC.
Oh.
And you hold it, and hold it, and hold it.
There you go.
I like to wait for the Apple to come up.
No shit.
Yeah. It used to be, like, the home button
so
and down.
These two and the power.
Yeah, your volume up, volume down, and your lock button.
And that just restarts it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I like these iPhones, man. Everyone, like, talks shit about iPhones and stuff. But I'll say this. I had Android for a long time, and there's nothing wrong with Android. You know, they've come a long way from where they used to be to the point where they're very, very similar to the iPhone. But the iPhone does operate a lot smoother. This is a 7, so it's fucking 4 years old.
The Droids are just clunky as an actual phone.
And it outperforms the $200, $300 fucking Androids. Because
it'll
all you're getting for the extra
too.
Money with an Android is more battery life, maybe, and a better camera every time they upgrade it. They don't upgrade the CPUs. They,
right.
You know, you might have a fucking 14 megapixel camera with a fucking battery that goes for 2 days, but it's still a slow fucking acting phone. You go to play, if you do play a game on your phone, you can really tell the difference with the games on it, and you can really tell the difference on like Facebook and certain CPU intensive apps. This is a quad core CPU in here.
And the screen. Nobody's got a touch screen like Apple.
No, their touch screen is fucking baller. On the Android, the feel of the swipes and the way the screen works is so much nicer.
Even with that baller ass thick screen protector on there. I can't run one on this two piece, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Because
it's got the built in one.
Yeah.
And even with that, that's not even, like, this one would be even better. But even with that, that fucking clunky-ass two-piece fucking screen protector, the Androids, they lose tracking and shit Yes, they do. You have to have something that sticks to the screen with an Android, or at least all the ones I was using, or it wouldn't work right.
You know what else I like?
With this one, I take the protector off, I notice no difference. Yep.
It doesn't work through your t-shirt.
Exactly.
Shit.
Android, it does. So you could
It makes it a bitch when you got anything on your fingers sometimes, but it makes it a lot easier if you got to do the wipe down.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, we should fucking smoke some
drugs.
Oh,
yeah, we're about to smoke
you got some.
Bowl,
oh, good.
I don't fucking play.
Here,
I forgot my wallet, but I remembered my fucking weed.
Let me see it before you spark it.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Dabs.
You can smoke that on weed like that?
Yeah, a little bit. It's not the same, but it's fun still.
Cool. I don't know, man. I don't know nothing. I had hash, but I think the old lady threw it away.
One of these days, we'll make a moon rock.
Yeah.
You take a bud, you coat it in dabs, and then you coat it in keef.
That's the way to do it, bro.
And then you get high.
That's the way to fuck it. Packing a bowl, singing a song
on Memorial Day.
Oh, dude, you know what? This fucking bowl is to memorialize all the people who have been memoried this week.
Oh, not according to the New York Times. Today is for the people that died from COVID-19.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta use
Memorial Day to celebrate the people who, or to remember the people who died from COVID, dude. Because, the people who died for our country, they're not such a big deal. Holy fuck, dude. Now, how am I, did I spark the edge?
Oh, fucking spark knock it. It'll just melt down through. Way better than putting resin on a bowl.
Oh, wow. That tastes different too.
I used to throw it in joints, but you want to talk about canoe problems.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet that would fucking burn like it fucked up. Oh, dude, I got to pick up a fucking ounce next week. I can't fucking keep doing this.
Look, I know, we're almost out. We're fucked.
It sucks, dude. You know, I was like, should I get a zip this week? No, no.
You were better off waiting anyway. I mean, this shit's really good, but I don't like paying those prices.
Yeah. I get alleviated a little bit because my mom always gets a...
But gets it a was either this or, like, some Audi outdoor. Not, like, sweet outdoor, bro. Like, ooh, it'll get you high, I guess.
So, I probably would have got it, but...
Yeah. I would have too, but we wouldn't. It was like. It
would have been a zip of that.
Yeah, and that probably wouldn't have made it. Dude, let's go live in a Facebook group.
Fuck it, dude. We don't play. We'll go live all around, dude. We'll go live on Twitch. We'll go live on fucking YouTube. We'll do Facebook. We're fucking live stream whores. We don't fucking care. It's fucking Memorial Day, bro.
Where do we want to do it at? Let's do it in one of the podcast groups.
Yeah, let's do it in one of the podcast groups, dude.
Groups?
I had to catch my breath for a second. God damn it.
Yeah, that'll get you lifted.
Motherfucker, dude. That brings a whole new fucking element to the fucking
bowl. Oh, dude, I wonder if we can do it in the anchor group.
Maybe. That'd be cool. Because we fucks with anchor. Shoutouts to Cumbie's Coffee, okay? Word from our sponsors. Fresh, delightful, and you're not going to catch COVID if you go get some coffee, all right?
Bam.
So calm the fuck down. Don't worry so much about going getting coffees in the morning. Start worrying about the real problems, all right? Worry about the people that are indoors and shit like that.
Are you in the anchor group?
Not sure.
I don't think so. You are, because I can go live with you in it. Let's cancel this live one. Which one? I'm already in. How do I? There we go.
What?
Invite.
Dude, I don't even know nothing about fucking Facebook live stream. I've never done a Facebook live show except for when you did it last 2 weeks ago. I didn't even know it was a thing. Well, I knew it was a thing because I've heard of it before, but I never really. I thought you had to, like, be an influencer on there or something.
I see the most people doing it in here, so we're just not going to invite you right now.
Yeah, fuck it. What up? What? Trying to connect. Dude.
Oh!
You have to have it in portrait mode? So, here we are. We've got the podcast going live on Facebook, and we've got you live. Live. Dude, we're fucking balling out.
Where can we prop this
up? Dude, we literally have to be like fucking high school sweethearts to get into this fucking... There you go. Far enough away and we don't have to be all up on each other. But the thing is we're still kind of crouched together. You could see it on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, you see just how close we have to get here. I'm fine with it. You know why?
We're fine with it.
Dude, bros before hoes, man.
I'll suck your mom's dick.
Yeah. So, there you have it. We don't fuck around. We go on Call of Duty, and I start calling people queer baits. I'm like, you fuck your uncle, you little queer. I hate you.
Dude, I can't believe.
This little
two-year-old
comes on.
Joke.
Dude, this little two-year-old comes on and starts owning our faces. He's on the other team talking shit. And I'm like, what is this guy kid doing? I'm laughing at this kid. And he goes, you're a troll. Boom. Blows my ass up. Jonesy muted him. I don't know how to mute people, so I just fucked
up. I'm assuming your controls are the same.
I think so.
So, there's the Xbox button.
Yeah.
You probably have a logo up in the top center. And there's one that's like lines, and there's one that's a box in a box.
Yeah.
That little two-box one, if you hit that in the match, it'll bring up. Okay. Everybody's thing, and you scroll down to their name, and it's like left arrow will mute them, and button will mute all.
Huh. Well, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day, folks.
Yeah.
And now I can mute the little two-year-olds. But that kid owned my fucking face, dude. He did. I was like talking shit the whole match. I'm going to show you. And I'm like, oh, yeah?
Fucking show me. Boom, the best is like, when you were like...
And that kid starts laughing. I'm like, oh, my God.
I'm one of the Call of Duty game designers. Like, where did you... I can't believe some of this shit.
This kid was... He said something about how he hates this game or something. And the way they made it sucks or something. Yeah. I don't remember. And fucking, I was like, well, I'm one of the call... Or I said, I don't know, I just work here. And then like 5 minutes later, I was like, because I'm one of the Call of Duty game designers. We're just testing out the game for bugs. Kid's like, yeah, okay.
Fuck you.
No, I am. This map's a little buggy, so we're fucking damn with
that. That was classic Phil right there.
Dude, sometimes this shit just comes to me, man. It just pops through my head, and I figure if it comes in my head, it must come out of my mouth, so.
There you go.
I haven't quite figured the filter thing out yet.
I just work here. Oh, man. I gotta come up with some dumb shit to say after
dude,
this.
That fucking dabs, man. That shit fucking kicked my ass. That thing, that brings a whole new element to the fucking bowl. That's better than hash, man.
Yeah, it's a lot stronger.
Fuck yeah, it is. I had like a little squarelet of hash like that left in a baggie I was saving for the show. I was gonna have it last week, but then I forgot it at home.
Hopefully Anchor works this week. I went to upload the other day, and my computer didn't want to run with one monitor, so I was like, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I fucking get home, and I drag the monitor in here, and I get to the Anchor website, and it just will not load.
Really?
Yeah, the whole site in general wouldn't load, and it wasn't just me, so I was like, fuck it, you guys get nothing this week. But all right, we got a ton of plays on that old episode anyway.
Yeah. Dude, and this one all down or something. There must have been an Anchor fucking outage.
And I'm sure if I just didn't get the time to go back and check, but since we're doing a Memorial Day mashup,
I'll have Anchor. I got Spotify.
Be sure to upload this right
after. I got
after.
Spotify and only.
I mean, all you really need is wherever you listen to your podcast. The only reason I have the Anchor app is because
it doesn't show how many plays we got to me though.
A lot of times
that's what I don't like. I wish it showed how many plays this had and all that.
A lot of times I lost it now. You have the Anchor login, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I have.
That's,
they gave me all that shit on.
You just go to their app or their website, and that's where you can see our number of plays. When you log in, you're gonna see that there's like no dollars in there.
I know.
I pulled the money out to my card because I'm gonna order us.
I
want
to see it on here. I want to look on the app.
You can't
see it.
Spotify isn't a distribution.
You know what I mean? I want to see X amount of followers right there. Then I want to see fucking right next to that button. 59 plays or whatever, you know. That's what I want to see. It tells you how many minutes are left on your play. Why don't tell me fucking plays it's had?
Because Spotify doesn't have access to our information.
Well, that even if they don't, they should know how many times it played on their fucking app. They should have that info.
They'd probably they do, but we don't need it. We can just see total number of plays.
To me, it's more of like a aesthetic thing, you know. I want to look on every app I have, because the other ones you can do that.
That's true, because there's not like a social blade for and from what I could tell, that's like why people will pay for the other distros,
right?
Is because you get better analytics.
Yeah.
Other than that, dude, you'd be surprised how many bigger podcasts are using Anchor because it's free.
We're still in on SoundCloud, yeah.
We never will be.
Never say never.
SoundCloud, you want our podcast on there? We're going to need a milli.
I got SoundCloud. I could just upload a replay.
No, we can't put ourselves on SoundCloud until they give us money.
Why?
Life-changing money, dude.
Oh, okay.
You want to hear us on SoundCloud? We need $1 million a piece.
All right, cool.
Clean
I'll
money.
I work it out. I know them. I work it out.
I just work here.
Fuck you, hoe. Dude, what? What is he doing? Now he's baby Pluto. That's my stepson's nick now. Now, it used to be Young Jay, which I liked a little better than baby Pluto.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to have to tell him that.
If I was going to name my rap self after a planet, it'd be Uranus.
Ho! He does have 1, 2, 3 new tracks, which is cool. It's good to see him working on it, you know.
Grinding.
His laptop, he downloaded something he thinks got a Trojan virus. So
those are easy to get rid of.
Like, you watching porn?
He's like, yeah.
He's like, no. I'm like, no, seriously. You tell me. You looking at porn? And he's like, no. I don't know what it was.
Caught this fish yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, any fish is a good fish.
It's a good size. There's a different angle on that.
See, that's not a small fish. That's no, a decent just... one.
He's a 3-pounder, 2.5, 3-pounder. I got a text from him. The same kid that asked me if we were actually podcast of the year sent me a message this morning.
And he's like, what's up, man? And I was like, nothing.
He's like, let's go fishing. I'm like, I'm not going outside today, bro. I can't walk good. Because I'm a ginger that doesn't use sunscreen. I just get it over with. Hit it up one time.
I gotta get my fishing license.
Do it, dude. Well, you want to?
My old lady wants to get hers, and she wants me to take the kids. She wants to take all the
boys. You can do all that and stuff, and I could go with you.
We're going on a camping trip in July. I've got the money for it already.
We have.
As soon as I can fucking book it, I'm going.
We have 2 kayaks. And my wife works every other weekend. So if you get your fishing license, we could go back to Boston.
Yeah.
For the listeners out there.
He's been pushing me to get a kayak.
I used the lame-ass air quotes and going back to Boston. Because, it was work and we had to get up early to do it. But I had a lot more fun going to Boston with you than I ever did alone or anybody else, you know.
The problem is I'm going to be working Saturdays soon.
No, you're not.
Like, starting this fucking week.
Dude. We can do it on Sundays, weekend that she works, too.
But, yeah, my old lady is pushing me to get 2 kayaks.
She wants
to start kayaking. She's all, Jonesy does kayaking. Why can't you?
Our kayaks are...
kayaking.
Our decent kayaks at $700 a piece.
Ours, she was looking at the ones at
Walmart.
And I was like, well, I don't know.
Let me tell you why, Phil.
Because
you
can
get... You get a kayak that's a few, a little bit more expensive than the ones at Walmart. And it'd be really cool the entire time you're paddling. Do you know anything about a keel?
What
a keel is? It comes down to it. It's what allows the boat to float straight when you stop paddling. The Walmart kayaks do not have those.
No,
the second you stop paddling, it makes a 90-degree turn in either direction, and it just spins.
Yeah.
And ours have a keel at $700. That's what you're paying for when you get up there. Like, you're paying for that keel. You want a really straight kayak when you stop paddling, you're going to put a comma in it.
I just fucking rent one, man.
That's what you should do. And then if you do, like, decide you want one,
to rent for the day, you know what I'm saying?
Grab one in October, November on Craigslist. Spend the same amount of money you would at Walmart on a used one, and you'll get a better boat.
Yeah.
It's not like they rust out.
No, they last forever.
You know, pretty much, unless you do something dumb with it.
I want to get a canoe as well, but...
I don't know, tippy.
See, I like them because I want the kids to. I want to take the kids on them because I remember when I was a kid, some of my fondest memories was like
falling out of a canoe.
So I want to fucking take them out there and kind of let them fall out, you know, and be like, all right, now get back in here. Hopefully we don't tip it, you know.
We go to Berlin Pond yesterday. It's not like it's, you know, a boat launch, but they call it their boat launch, and we're looking at it. And we looked over there where there were some stairs, and it's like, it doesn't look like that's a boat launch. This must be it. But it's, like, steep. 3/4 of the wife's kayak is on dry land, and she sits down in it and says, push me in. I'm thinking, like, all right, you know, earlier you were sitting on the couch saying you're going to put your own new mirrors on your car because you're a woman. You're an independent woman, and that's cool. Because I always want to do that stuff. Well, let me get that far. You know, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So the whole time I'm thinking, like, best case scenario, you're getting soaked because the bottom of your boat's going in the water on a steep angle. The whole back of it's going to get submerged. But I'm like, you sure? Yeah, just let it slide in. Boat's upside down. She's in the fucking water, dude. My first thought is, where's your cell phone? Thankfully, it's all in the dry storage. Yeah. She's good. She comes up laughing, bro.
At least she comes up laughing.
Oh, dude. Shit.
You're like, oh, I'm either going to get my ass chewed or she's going to be laughing. Oh,
yeah, I told you not to push me. You know, like most women coming up, fucking hair mess, makeup everywhere.
Ziggy saying hi. Come on, Ziggy.
But my wife's outdoorsy. She's got everything in the dry storage. But I can envision some chick tipping her kayak, and the next thing you know, all her makeup's floating in the pond. She's like, you got to get my Pradas. I lost a heel.
Oh, man.
Bitch, what are you doing wearing heels out here?
Knowing my old lady, she'd bring her phone out and take a selfie and fucking tip it.
It was funny because my old lady reacted. You were like sweet fish, and I was like, meh. But the old lady said the same thing because it was pulling line out and it was swimming underneath the kayak and getting tired and shit. Pulled it out. She's like, holy fuck. And I'm like, yeah, it's not bad.
That's a decent sized little bass, right?
It's a decent sized largemouth.
Yeah.
I mean,
the last time I went fishing and caught a bass, it was
that was a good fish, you know, and it was the best one I caught of the day.
6-incher bass, but around Vermont can grow, you know, that could have been a fucking 2-year-old bass right there.
I get excited when I pull them out and they're like 6-8. I like them and I know where to find them, so that's when I get excited. That's when everybody, if I catch something
long, that fat. I caught one over
Rude Pond there in Williamstown.
I went there once, yeah.
And it was probably 6 pounds. It was fucking huge, dude. It was like a big, big fucking around. And it actually pulled me in towards shore. And it got to the point where the water wasn't as deep as the fish. And he's like standing. That's when, no matter how big the lake is, if I catch a big fish like that, everybody at that body of water knows I have caught something.
Fuck yeah.
Because I'm fucking screaming.
See, that's why I gotta get a kayak or something.
But I only keep a couple
of
years.
It's so much better to fish out on the lake.
Well, you know what it is, too? Because I'm sure
you get those little fucking ones that bite everything.
I'm sure you've seen it, too. Like, you'll be fishing offshore, and somebody will come along in a boat, and you're casting to the same spot, but you're reeling it off, and they're fucking slaying them.
Dude, that's exactly what happened.
Just because of science, dude.
Caught a fucking bass like this, right where I was fishing. But she was out on the lake and I was on the shore.
They're hanging out at that drop-off plateau, and food don't wash up it.
Nope. That's just it.
You know, they're not stupid animals. Like, a lot of trout, you get them close to the boat, and they'll fucking, if you don't have it set, they'll spit it out because they can see you.
I like the bass because you don't even have to have a worm on. You just got to have something.
That's all I use is rubber worms.
Yep.
Gary Yamamoto's. Have
something that catches their fucking eye.
And mine are salt impregnated, so when they bite it, they really like it.
Hell yeah, dude. Dude, I had this one little, like, flasher
lure. And colors, water temps.
This one little flasher lure that would, like, catch the fucking sun in the water, and it would flash, I guess. It had, like, stainless steel on one side of it, and it would spin. They would fucking bite it every time. Every fucking time they like that fucking shiny thing. And if you put a worm or something on there, even a fake one, they love it even more. And I lost that motherfucker. That was a nice bass lure. I'm going to pick one up just like it.
I don't like the lures.
All of my poles, I don't know what happened. They're all fucking gone.
You have kids.
Well, no, but, like, I had 12 fucking poles. I had 2 for me, 2 for the old lady, fucking 2 for each kid. Like, I had a ton. I had the beginner ones from the kids, and I think in one of the moves, they must have been lost. I know I had plenty of fucking fish poles, but I'm gonna get new ones for all of us because that's what we really need. And I can get a decent, nowadays you can get decent poles for $50 at R&L that's all set up.
Yeah,
you know,
I paid $40 for mine.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's rod and reel.
Yeah, it's not bad. That's a decent price. And the kids, they like the push button reels, and sadly nowadays those are more expensive.
Yeah, no, but supply and demand, nobody uses them.
They've gotten a lot better, though, too.
They have.
The last time I got one for the kids, the push-button thing on it was fancy as hell and worked really well. I was a little bit jealous, but I always like the open face myself. I like the
Me too.
I've never tried to fly fish. I went with somebody once, and they were fly fishing, and they were catching like a motherfucker. And I said, man, one day I gotta fucking do some fly fishing.
Fly fishing is hard. I know how to cast. When I was younger, I went to this. It was like taking your hunter safety course. But it was for kids 12 to 14, and it was a week long. Learn to gun safety, hunt, shoot, fish stuff, build a shelter, start a fire. And one of the things they did is, because a couple of the guys there were big into fly fish, and they made us fly fish, and they made us tie our own flies. So I can cast. I've never actually gone out and done it, so I don't know how said cast would go.
Yeah. I never even fucking done it once. I know it looks hard.
It is not easy.
It looks hard to get it. You know, it's kind of like a fucking orchestra. It's got to be perfect.
I was the last kid done with the casting.
Shout out to DeBowler, by the way, again. Our sponsors, DeBowler. Look us up, DeBowler. Hit us up. Jonesy knows links are in the description, probably.
There are not many links in the description.
Just check us out. Comment down below. We'll hit you up, DeBowler. Shout outs to DeBowler. That'd be a cool sponsor to get. Those things are awesome.
That thing is sweet. I love it. Yeah, they made us take a fly rod and a fucking metal coffee can, and we were like away from it, and you had to fucking hit it. Dude, I was there all day.
We just totally got the dog humping the pillow, man.
Nice. I don't know why she does that.
Dude, she's a horn dog. She's dominating that motherfucker. Fuck it. They don't care. They like a little Animal Planet once in a while. Someone's going to gift that motherfucker. Edit this shit and gift that.
Gif A.
Do it. Just fucking do it, man. And then gift that the just fucking do it on top of it. There you go. There's your goal for the week. Dude, everybody's all thrown off because we did it early today. But listen,
bam,
we did an early show because it's Memorial Day. And we want to have all day to memorize and memorialize
Call of Duty
later, you know? So. Fuck yes. We don't fucking play. Day off from work. We don't play. Okay.
We don't play. We play video games.
But we don't play.
We play hard.
Yeah. I thought that was my phone.
Yeah, it was mine. It's the old man asking if I'm out on the water already. I'm like, bitch, I can't even walk.
Dude, your legs are so fucking red. If you were to go out today, dude, you would have big time blisters, man.
Oh, yeah.
It would not be fucking pretty. Dude, that's one thing I'm not a ginger, so I burn, but I don't like fucking super burn. And I'm glad, man. We have one that works with us, and he fucking gets so red, man. I'm like, oh. And he always is lobster backed. Right off, he don't fucking care. I'm like, dude.
I'm not too bad, full ginger, because, like, once I get this, now I'm good.
Yeah, now you won't.
I'm good. Burn again. Unless I do something dumb, like take my shirt off or wear a tank top.
Malachi, too, he's like that. He's not a fucking full ginger, but he's got his mother's complexity.
But that first one, man, fuck my life. You
gotta load him right up with that sunscreen. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm too dumb for that.
Dude, he fucking his face. If I cut his hair, his head will burn.
That's the only place I'll put is the head and the ears if I shave my head. But I've always got a hat on.
Yeah.
And I work outside, so I get my ears are pretty good most of the time.
I need a haircut so fucking bad.
No, you don't.
Dude, this hair sucks,
bro. Mullet.
It's too hot.
What? Dude, I have hair.
Yeah, but this has got to go. Look at... All right, X1 in the chat if you think this has to go, okay? Look at this shit. I look like the 1990s version of Phil right now.
Me too.
Pretty soon, I'm going to hit Jesus Phil. And nobody wants to go back to that, okay?
I'm headed for Jesus Jonesy,
dude,
bro.
Do you remember Jesus Phil? Oh, with the broken arm and fucking... all cracked out. I remember the Jesus Phil.
Do it now, but no crack.
No crack and no broken arm. broken shoulder, whatever, dude. All right, so listen to this. This is a crack story I got to tell real quick. I was bad into the crack, bro, big time back then. Like, that's my kids weren't alive yet. No, you know, I was not a father yet. I was, so this is all got to be in that context, right? I was still a kid. I was 19, fucking young, right? And I was stupid. So I was into the crack, and I had to go in for shoulder surgery. Okay, no biggie, you know, a couple pain pills in about a week, you'll be all right. Well, I went through the surgery. I come out of fucking being under. I'm like, all right, fucking A. Oh, I fucking hurt so bad, you know, blah, blah, blah. They give me the fucking painkillers there, and I start feeling all right. Well, we go. We get the prescription filled. I get home. I leave. I take the prescription with me. I trade all except for, like, two of them for crack. Get all fucked up that night. Bounce around. Hit my shoulder all over everything like a dumbass. And the next day, or 2 days later, whenever I come to, fucking wake up in such fucking pain, and I'm crying. And the guy that I got all the crack from, he knew me real well, and he knew that was going to happen. So he saved most of the fucking pills that I traded.
So he could sell them back to you?
That was so nice. Twice as much as I fucking sold him for. And he said, now fucking
that's a life lesson.
Fuck up. And, you know, of course I didn't, but I bought them all back, and fucking, I tell you though, those are the things. That's the dumb shit I used to do when I was on the fucking shit.
I remember when your shoulder was all fucked up.
On drugs, don't think fucking clearly, man.
No.
Like, all that mattered to me at that moment was getting fucked up. I didn't give a fuck how bad I was gonna feel in a day or two.
No.
Fuck, dude. And when I had the kids, something fucking changed me, because 2 months later, my son was born. 3 months later, something like that. And after he was born, I haven't fucking touched the shit, you know, and it's been great, but fucking A, man, that is the crazy shit that I would put myself through back in the day.
Back in the day.
That's some fucking gnarly ass shit, man. Sometimes I look back and I'm thinking, how the fuck did I even survive that shit? But, hey.
We did some dumbass shit, dude. That one was an easy survive. Whoa, shit.
When we were in high school, we had a fucking wicked rager party. We played a show in a band, right? And it was fucking baller. It was great. And then we got a fucking huge party after at my house. My mom was gone somewhere, so they were like on their honeymoon or some shit. And fucking, so we had the house to ourselves. We got all fucked up. We did all the shaving cream. You guys fucking shaving cream me. I wake up, I got fucking dicks
all over your face.
Shaving cream everywhere. I'm like, what the fuck? And of course, my mom showed up that morning and fucking was pissed because of how trashed it was. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? I didn't know about any of this. I'm fucking diming everybody out. Mom, it's not my fault. I didn't know about this. We got so trashed, man. We were drunk and stoned and. Those were the fucking days, man, high school. That was like the end of high school.
Dude, the old lady's got to wear a mask all day at work now.
Dude.
Fuck that, dude. I'd lose my job.
I know the fucking pain, bro.
If the governor fucking mandates masks, dude, I'm going to lose my job. I'm not fucking joking.
See, the governor hasn't, like, completely... I think they're pushing for it, though. And
Burlington
people,
has. Legislature's leaning on him.
Dude, the thing is, people... That's what people want. That's the worst part of it. Ignorant, dumb son of a bitches that seem to fucking have it in their heads that is the fucking...
That's the new normal.
That's not the answer. That's not the new fucking normal. That's
not my fucking new normal.
It's fucking bullshit, and it's going to make people sicker. People that have fucking no problems are going to end up getting sick because they're breathing in fucking shit that they should normally expel into the air to be released, okay? They're going to fucking have respiratory issues from breathing in mask fibers 24/7. It's nonsense. And it doesn't actually protect from COVID-19. It's doing nothing but hurting you, okay? Masks are not helping anybody. They're not. And the problem is that's what everyone wants to see the other person wearing a mask. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck if they're wearing a mask. Just stay a little bit further away from me if you don't want to wear a mask. No fucking problem.
Or don't.
or whatever, man.
Like, my theory is I am not going to wear a mask except for the few stores I need to keep my fucking job. And if you don't like it, then stay the fuck away from me.
Dude, these motherfuckers.
Maybe
if we're in the truck, you know, with the windows down, we still have to have a mask on.
So I don't fucking think so. Dude.
It's like, really? They're like, oh, well, you got a guy in the truck with you. Oh my God, dude. We bleach the truck. We hand sanitize. This mask situation.
I have a mask on.
If he was sick, if you get sick, even if it's not the COVID, I could see wearing a mask. And you're not fucking, you know, then whatever. You're still going to pass it around, but it ain't going to go as much. But if you're not sick, if you don't have it, there's or any sickness, there's no need to fucking wear the mask.
Have you seen the piss analogy?
Yeah, I have.
If you wear a mask, you don't piss. Somebody tried to word that in their own words on their one of the comments on my post. And I was thinking, like, seriously? If you get piss obby, COVID-19 and the mask is going to be the least of your fucking worries.
Studies to back what I just said. Straight up. Multiple testing done that backs that masks are going to make healthy people sick.
Oh, yeah.
98% positive that they are going to make them sick.
Everybody's just out there killing what little immune system they have.
And they think, and people are doing it under the impression that it's going to help, but it's not. It's only going to hurt. And until people actually start to understand, and we're back to the fucking vaping problem again, you know, the people believe what the fucking media makes them believe. And no matter how many other people are telling them, no, that's not right, this is what's right, unless fucking new media or somebody fucking famous says it, then fucking you're beat. And that's all there is to it. And I'm sorry, but that's horse shit. Okay. It is. You know, like, I told my boss, I said, well, if it means I don't work with a partner, then it means I don't fucking work with a partner. I said, I'll work by myself during the day because I'm not going to fucking deal with it. I'm not wearing a mask.
You know, no.
Even just having the fucking mask thing that goes on your neck on my neck was making it so hot that it was almost unbearable on Friday. And it's like, my boss is like, oh, work till 4, which is fine, but you start working till 5:30 like that. You start to get dehydrated. I mean, I know Friday night I had leg cramps, and I'm a seasoned fucking worker. These young guys are going to start passing out. And you know what? Yeah, that's not my problem because I'm not going to pass out, but it is my problem because they're on my crew, and then I'm going to be down a guy or two, and then it's like, I'm fucked, you know? My boss, I'll just send you another guy. Well, okay, you say that, but then when there's no guys to give, and they're on a big job, and I'm on a big job, and I just get fucked. Then what? You know, exactly. I have to look out for me and my guys. I have to. And something's got to change because, you know, I can see them saying, all right, if you're indoors, you got to wear it. I'll suffer through it in the truck, but I'm not on a job site. I'm not fucking having it on.
No Other way. Than for work, I'm not coming in your store if I have to wear a mask.
No, me neither.
Sorry about your luck.
No, not wearing it. If I... Like, if I'm in my work truck and I stop at the store, I'll do it because they fucking require me to.
Yeah, you're in the work truck getting out of the Walker truck. So you're representing Walker. I've interviewed for places that have said you can't stop on your way home and get a beer with your work shirt on.
See, they and shit like that. That. It's only this COVID shit. Normally, we're allowed to stop at the store on the way to the job, get a coffee, and the guys at the end of the day...
That's because everybody's freaked out. Nobody's going to hire you guys unless you're wearing fucking masks. They opened up restaurants and people are like, we are going.
They started out the whole class by saying, well, number one cause of people catching it is at the coffee pots, and we don't want everyone to see...
I thought it was the gas pumps.
You know, and that's it. And they don't want to see a slew of Walker guys all covered at the coffee pumps and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, dude, you realize? And I held up my coffee and I said, I stopped this morning to get this and I'm going to stop tomorrow morning and get it. And then the next morning I said, I have been getting coffee and I haven't gotten COVID. So that's bullshit. I said, people don't know where they're fucking getting it and how they're getting it. It's a bunch of fucking theories is what it is.
They got no immune system.
You know?
That's the biggest fucking problem.
It's fucking crazy.
Now they're bathing in Lysol. Exactly. You gotta wipe everything down.
Eating chemicals all day. That's fucking good for you.
Yeah. Pretty soon you'll see it in like a sports drink, antimicrobacterial.
Yeah exactly. Made with bleach.
Yeah. These blueberries contain natural reoccurring antimicrobacterial vitamins.
Fucking A. Clorox water.
Yeah.
COVID free.
40 Wisconsin employees have been microchipped, and it came with a t-shirt that said, I got chipped. It's for work, so you don't need a badge to log into the computer. They won't track you, they said. They don't even have GPS in it.
Simple firmware update.
Yeah.
That's if it's not already there.
Yeah.
Which it probably is.
There's dudes smiling with t-shirts that say, I got chipped. I don't fucking think so.
Dumb.
You have to kill me if you're going to put a chip in me.
I'm not going to get fucking chipped.
I don't care what kind of... I'm not getting chipped for work. I'm not getting chipped for nothing.
I talked to my kids about it and explained to them exactly why I didn't want them to get chipped. And they're like, yeah, no, I don't want to get chipped either. Because they were like, oh, that could be cool. No. No, it couldn't.
No, it's not like it comes with upgrades for you.
No.
It's not a brain chip.
No.
I had a piss.
Murder.
Get all fired up on the COVIDs.
Murder that piss.
Oh, my legs don't work good.
Who knows, man? Pretty soon it's going to be fucking... I don't know. It's always something, it seems like. And, you know... the second fucking rounds of stimulus checks and all this other shit. It just feels like it's about money more than anything to me. And that's what I don't like. It feels like it's about money and conformity. Like, it feels like the federal or the state governments want to find out just how much they can tell you to do certain things, even though it impacts your life negatively, and you'll still continue to do it. Because, yes, the masks make you feel safe, but they don't actually make you safe. And that's the real problem. I don't want to feel safe. I want to actually be safe. And if fucking the masks don't actually help, I don't want to fucking deal with it. And I feel like it's more about them trying to see how far they can push until they push too far. And they're trying to figure out ways to monetize this thing, you know? Because maybe it is this big deal and maybe it isn't. From what I hear, it seems like it is, but what I visually see seems like it isn't. So either they're hiding a bunch of fucking COVID patients somewhere and shit like that, or this is a bunch of fucking horseshit. They were saying the other day there was like 7 new cases on yesterday morning. After having like a 0 cases for a couple days, so now it's like, oh, what's going on?
Second wave!
Oh, god damn. Here we go, I was thinking. Shout outs to marijuana, because multiple tests show that certain CBD content can help. It seems to be the low THC strains, high CBD, that CBD, quote unquote, helps not contract the virus. I saw that in a couple of articles. And there's people who are like, see, that's why you shouldn't fucking talk shit about me smoking weed. And I'm just like, dude, I don't care if somebody talks shit about me smoking weed. Fuck them. You know?
Fuck them.
My boss the other day was like, one of the guys at work was like, you ain't been fucking hitting that pipe this morning, have you?
All day.
To my boss, and I just started laughing. He's like, nope, I don't fucking do that shit. My wife don't know.
Oh, wrong pipe.
I was like, I smoke. I said, but I smoke fucking at home, you know, at night. I said, it's not like I get stoned all day at work. So.
Yeah, you do.
I
wish I could.
The problem is I can't effectively concentrate on, you know,
want to talk about cool shit,
right? So, and on a hot day,
oh fuck,
fucking bowl, dude. Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, done.
10 times worse.
Yeah,
it's like, man, I feel like
I want
tired,
nothing to do with that. Yeah.
Dehydrated. I'm thirsty now.
I just gotta go lay down in front of an AC. Yeah.
So I'm just like, nah. But we've got guys that I'm sure do. I tell them, don't fucking let me catch you. That's for sure.
That's where I miss having a job that was all like, not like easy, but not like responsibility.
Right.
Other people's lives at rest.
That's it.
You can't really be rolling in all fucking ripped.
Yeah. Back in the day, back when I was like, you know, $14 an hour, man.
All day.
All fucking day, or $13 an hour, man. But now that fucking I am responsible for shit, and if somebody gets hurt, they're calling my phone and asking me what happened. And
yeah, this is the first one I've had. I don't, all the warehouse gigs I had, forklift or not, I was fucking baked.
Price Chopper days, bro.
Oh, dude.
All day long.
Restaurant gigs. All drugs. All drugs.
Some mushrooms, bro. You're just doing dishes.
We do
it,
all the drugs.
Dude, I remember that at the Green Mountain Diner. Fucking Steve-O brought in mushrooms. He's like, here, dude. Have a couple. And I'm like, no, man, I'm working here. And he's like, oh, you're just doing dishes, bro. Here, have a couple. And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, just do it. And I could tell he was already fucking mushrooms. So I was like, all right, dude, I'll do it with you. I got fired. They fired me. The fucking Todd came in, and I was fired, bro.
Oh, man.
Because not only that, did they catch me on shrooms, because the fucking dish door opened up, and I fucking went, ah! Because the steam came out, and I thought there was a dragon in there.
Oh, yeah.
And, but I didn't realize I was also supposed to do, like, prep stuff. Nobody ever showed me there was a dish dog prep list. So
there always is.
I never did that. Ever. So for the month or two I was there, I'd never done any of the dish dog prep on my shifts. And yeah, he's like, what about your fucking dish dog prep? And I'm like, what? And he's like, this right here. And there was a fucking chart on the wall right near me the whole time that said I was supposed to do this shit, and I never even see it. And fucking, I'm like, oh no. And I'm tripping on mushrooms. And so, to me, he was like a judge.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm sorry. Just give me another chance. I'm innocent. And he's like, I'm sorry, but you're fired. They ended up calling me like 2 weeks later because somebody had quit. But for 2 weeks, I was like, oh, man, I can't believe I got fired because I didn't know how to do that prep. And then when I came back, I found out just how hard it was to be a dishwasher because you're fucking doing all that prep and doing the dishes, too.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Dude, do you remember when I was working at the Farmer's Diner, the pool hall, and Sean and Norris at the same time?
Dude, I remember that.
I remember, like, where was I? I went in.
Like, triple shifts on day.
Yeah, I was doing breakfast at the diner. So it's, like, early, dude. You know, I'm, like, snorting some perks and some bikes. I'm getting pretty fucked up. So it's like, all right, I got 45 minutes before I got to be to Sean and Norris for lunch. So I'm going to go over to pool hall. I'm going to have a beer and play some pool because they'll let me drink. They think I'm 21 for some fucking reason. Now I'm at Sean and Nora's and we're wrapping up lunch. And dude, I'm kind of tired, but I got to go to work at the fucking pool hall. So we got to get some coke.
Fuck yeah.
So now
dude,
we feel great. So I better have a snack. So I ordered some food, I got some more beer, and I just drank the beer, I didn't eat the food. Then I'm fucking cooking at the pool hall, and I'm like, shit, man, I gotta go to bed, because I gotta get up and cook breakfast. So now we're in the bathroom at the pool hall, snorting Oxy 80s, and eating mushrooms.
Fuck it, A.
Dude, that life, I'd be dead if I was still trying to work in kitchens, man. That dude, lifestyle.
It's crazy, man. And you don't even realize
it's still thriving, too.
Oh,
like,
fuck yeah.
10 years ago or so when I was working at Simon Pierce when I was finishing up the kitchen life, fucking all hungover, and like I threw my back out, so we did some coke in the walk-in and things are good, but my back is still killing me, and I'm like, fuck, dude. And the guy on the grill's like, here, have some Butte. And I'm like, okay,
there you go.
I puke it all over the place. This game is fun. It's 112 out.
Dude, when I worked at fucking Price Chopper, right, one of the reasons I liked it there was because it was kind of like a kitchen over on the hot food side, but not really. So I could do different shit, and it wasn't so drug addict shit. Well, then, halfway through, when I started to get promoted to head over there, they changed it. So it was more fucking like you wore the chef thing, and then they hired a couple of chefs, and they hired that Chadwick motherfucker. And in comes fucking Chadwick with his little treasure chest. He's got his knives in there, and he's got his fucking little package of Bukes and his fucking bag of heroin over there and his fucking cocaine over here. And he pops it open one day in front of Judy, who was the super over there, and she just kind of looks at it and she's like, I like those knives, but put that away and shut that. And I was just like, all right, fuck it. He's like, dude, come over here, bro. And he fucking pulls out his fucking beautiful, and I'm fucking, whoa, this was, you know, long time ago, before I was like quitting drugs and shit, so I didn't have the shit I have today. Yeah. And fucking, like, I was all fucked up. And then we go in the fucking, he's like, come in here, bro. And he's in the walk-in, right? I go in the walk-in, he's like, dude, don't tell nobody, I just stole this case of Red Bull, bro. He fucking pulls his case of Red Bull out, pops it open, grabs two of them, tosses them at me, take them, bro. And I'm like, fuck it now, you know, just drinking the Red Bull. And then he fucking, like, we're making chicken, and he's like, dude, come here, come here. I'm like, what? And he's like, try this coke, bro. It's really good. Fucking boom. All day long with him. All day long. And
dude,
they,
that's
they love
the
that guy,
the
dude.
Oh, man.
When they found out about the Red Bull, they fired some other kid and blamed it on him because they liked Chad so much.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I knew it was the thing when I got, because that single pebble was my first kitchen gig. And we used to smoke weed and drink after work. So I was like, oh, this is cool. Must just be their thing. They have jam sessions and shit. And
yep.
First night at Sean and Nora's, dude, fucking restaurant closes. We're done seating tables. And the owner guy is coming up with like 230 packs on ice for the kitchen. I'm like, this is cool, man. And the sous chef and a couple other cooks are like, Jonesy, what are you doing after this? I was like, I don't know, going home. They're like, you want to go for a cruise? I'm like, where are we going? What's up? Like, we don't know. I was like, all right, shotgun. And this other guy, Tank, he was fucking huge. He's like, well, if I can shotgun 3 beers in a minute, I get shotgun. We're like, okay. He did. He puked in the hand sink. He's like, we didn't say anything about keeping them down. Those are good times.
Fuck it, eh, dude.
I'm too old for that shit, though.
Yeah, that's just it, man. That's just it. Every now and again, we'll have a guy, they'll hire a guy like that. We got a couple guys who will, like, you know, have a couple beers after work or something like that. But for the most part, the worst it is we got a couple stoners, you know. But every now and again, they'll hire a guy from another company or something. And there's a couple companies like Kingsbury. They'll fucking smoke crack right on the job site.
Nice.
Yeah, and we'll have a couple of those guys show up. And one day we were on break, and all of a sudden I fucking hear something in the back, like a crunch, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I look in my mirror, and the dude's fucking busting up coke right in the back seat, dude. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Coke.
He's like, oh, I'm just going to do a couple lines. You want one?
I'm just going to do a couple
lines.
I've
been telling you nobody on this crew does that shit.
Well, I do.
Oh, I didn't think it was an issue. And he did it on my fucking owner's manual for the fucking company truck. Like the fucking Ram owner's book. And so I had to tear that page off and throw it out after. because I weren't going to risk them fucking looking at it, you know? Like, what the fuck? I ended up getting that guy off my crew, and he ended up getting himself fired, but...
Fuck him.
I never dined him out. I never said, oh, he's a drug addict. I just said, look, he's into some shit that I'm not into. I don't want around me and my guys. Fuck him. Get him out of here. And they shipped him off with Scotty, and he worked with him for like 3 months, and then... I don't know. Stumbled over in front of a contractor or something, and... He'd show up drunk, then you know. Dude, he didn't. He'd be pulling all nighters and shit.
That's what you want.
Fuck that.
All right, bitches.
Peace. Laters, gators. We got.
Fuck that, McHugh.
Oh man, this is a fumble and a half.
Ooh, where's the drop freezies?
No.
Oh.
I'm looking for the mouse.
Oh fuck, bro. Mouse is gone.
Fuck that.
Gone for life.
We're just going to fumble this up.
Control-Alt-Delete this bitch.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
The mouse is over there, but it's not moving.
Oh.
Hit. Yeah, there you go. And then, there you go. Oh, fuck. Dude, what happened to the mouse?
I don't know, bro.
Oh, shit. I turned it off and on, and it stopped. And now it's not on at all. Oh, dude. Now the red light ain't even on.